The research report was authored by Raul Hinojosa Ojeda. He's the director of the North American Integration and Development Center at the University of California, Los Angeles. To do the study, Hinojosa Ojeda first had to estimate just how many illegal immigrants live in Arizona, based on previous studies done by the Pew Hispanic Trust, U.S. Department of Homeland Security, and other organizations.
In 2010, it's about 6.4% of the population, or about 400,000 people.
Hinojosa Ojeda is speaking to us on his cell phone from El Salvador, where he's on sabbatical. He says out of the estimated 400,000 undocumented immigrants in Arizona, about 211,000 are actually working and are paying taxes to the state each year.
The tax revenue from those undocumented workers resulted in about $2.4 billion to the state. Now, the entire economic activity that those 211,000 undocumented workers produced for the state is $13.3 billion.
Hinojosa Ojeda says immigrants are contributing heavily to Arizona's economy, and he says they'd add even more if they were legally employed.
As more people work, they're adding more value, and as they're adding more value, they're gaining more and spending more and generating more taxes.
The UCLA author of the new study on immigration in Arizona says if the state was to deport these undocumented workers, it would stand to lose hundreds of millions and possibly even upwards of $2.5 billion in tax revenues each year. He says Arizona's immigration enforcement measure, known as SB 1070, is turning the tide of the slow economic growth the state is beginning to see in the aftermath of the recession.
It's already beginning to hurt the state, as there's a signs of a type of a recovery where you're going to need more workers and more undocumented workers, in particular that have done certain types of work that you can't find. And then that's going to put a crimp on the growth of the state.
There are plenty of critics who are quick to punch holes in the UCLA report. Bob Dane is a spokesman for FAIR. That's the Federation for American Immigration Reform in Washington, D.C. He says the study distorts the economic benefits of illegal immigrants in Arizona.
That seems only one side of a very dramatic ledger sheet. Arizona has 500,000 illegal aliens costing the state $2.6 billion a year in the categories of health care, education, and incarceration. So that seems a little penny-wise and pound-foolish.
Another group downplaying the significance of the new UCLA study is North Carolina-based Americans for Legal Immigration. William Gein is the president of the group's Political Action Committee. He says the study is flawed and biased. Gein says it's better to enforce the existing federal immigration policies, and he sums up the illegal immigration challenge this way.
If we turn things around and get the executive branch to honor those laws, honor the Constitution, start finding employers, start pulling back the taxpayer resources and incentives from illegal immigrants, we start getting some of these people that are putting out these wacky studies trying to tell us that illegal immigration helps us somehow from liberal universities, and we start putting that cat back in the bag. Illegal immigrants will start gradually and humanely leaving the United States, opening up more opportunities for American citizens, which are suffering more than they have since the Great Depression.
And there's some new evidence that America's current economic slump is shaping the immigration debate. Another research study released yesterday by the Pew Hispanic Center shows nearly as many illegal immigrants are returning to Mexico from the United States because apparently there are more jobs available south of the border these days. I'm Steve Shadley, Arizona Public Media.